Okay, we're on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis for the answer. Why is it that the salt and the water are not bottle? The tablinim as well. Okay, so the time am I. So what is the reason? Right, three lines from the end. Yeah, Abaye says it's a gezeira. We're making a gezeira over here. Shema ta'aset isa b'shutfus. It's a gezeira. Really, there's no problem whatsoever. Yeah, in this case, and it should actually be bottle, and it is bottle. But we're worried over here. If you're going to allow a person to do such a thing, he may not understand, and he may come in a situation and do a 50-50 split, where he's going to own part. In a normal shutfus case, he's going to own half of the flour, half of the water, and half of the salt. A good guy's going to own half of the water, half of the flour, and half of the salt. In such a case, it's not going to be bottle over there. Because it's the 50-50.
Okay,
so therefore, it would have tchum in with both of them. It would be the shared tchum.
Okay.
It's fine, but the problem is, it's fine if you know about it, but if you don't know about it, it's a problem.
Okay.
Exactly. So to avoid confusion, we're going to say over here, it's not bottle. That is a buyer's answer. Now, if you look at Rashi, over here, three lines from the bottom, yeah, on the last four words of the line, it says, Haki Garsinan, Abaye Omar Bechule, Rav, we're about to have Rav now, yeah, Omar Bechule, Velo Pligi, they don't argue. These answers, you're going to have an answer from Rav over here, but they're not actually arguing about the Rav. Ella, Mar Shani Isa, Mar means Abaye, he answers Shani Isa, he's answering for the Isa, the dough case, thank you. Yeah, Amar Shani Kadeira. And Robert is talking about the Kadeira case. Toys was learned differently, but this is how Rashi learned, right? They're complementary. Okay, so let's go back to the Gemara. Rav Amar, I'll tell you the reason for the chulant. Yeah. Tavlin, right? The time of Avidi. They're made for taste. The time of Lobotil. And it's one of the rules of Bittel, one of the exceptions to Bittel. We've learned Dovashi Yishal Matirin, right? Things that are choshev, something that gives taste in it. Yeah, it's even Be'elef, it's not going to be bottle. So therefore, that's why it's not bottle. Okay, third answer.
So what's it going on, the salt or what? What's the taste?
It's going on the taste. It's going on the it says tabalim, spices. I suppose salt as well, maybe. What? Yeah. The chulant. You spicy chulant.
Yeah, but the question is
on the
question is
no, that's what taste. What's that?
It has to be a strong taste, otherwise we bottle the shish. Test again, be like
yeah. It's a strong taste, yeah, but even if you can't taste it, it's not bottle. Because we say I don't think we say it's just a gezeira. Things that have a strong taste and are put there for the sake of tavlinim, right, even if you can't taste it, in theory, it's not bottle. Because we're worried that it could give a taste. That's just a rule. Yeah, something the tablin, a feel of elephant in a bottle, because a lot of times they do give a taste, even if it's less than shishim. I mean, even if there's not, right? Even if there's 1 to 100, it may give taste.
So I don't understand how this relates to the salt and the water in the bow case, or with now
shishim. If you go back into the Mishnah, there's three things mentioned.
Right.
So Rashi learns that tavlinim, yeah, the spices was specifically going on the kadeira, which is chulant. So he's just telling the reason why the spices and the chulant are not bottle. Yeah, Abaye was telling you about the dough. He was telling you why the water and the salt are not bottle. Yeah?
Is this the same concept as Tam Kedeira?
Yes. But it's like, I think it's like a gezeira, isn't it? I mean, the point is that because it's above. I think it's based on that. But we say like a low plug though. We just say right. It's not like you can't give it to a goy to taste it. And I don't think so. Yeah. I think it's a rule because these things are more powerful. We're going to say they never bottle because we're worried that it will be tasted. That's what I assume. That's my understanding. I don't. Okay. Now Rav Ashi says. Right, this is either answer three or answer right two, kind of, because the other ones were kind of like complementary. Rav Ashi Omar Mishum, it's famous Rav Ashi, maybe this is like number There's a third time or something. We see this. I don't know. Mishum dehevi lei dover sheyesh lomatirin. Because over here we're back to tuchumim is a dover sheyesh lomatirin. So look at Rashi, top Rashi sheyesh lomatirin lamocha. Yeah, you're lichu. Tomorrow you can take it, but you don't have to take it today. Take it tomorrow. Or listen. Alternative. Or yom yichlu can. You can eat it here. Right. Meaning you don't have to eat it. You don't have to go outside the tchum. Meaning.
If you look, one person lives one place, one person lives.
You don't have to though.
We don't like to rely
upon bitter. It's the same principle where we don't like to rely upon bitter when we do not have to. Yeah. Why eat it now? But issa, right? That's the principle. Why do it in a dodgy way? Okay, so that's another thing, but he's just saying that the bittel doesn't apply over here because it's the rule. It's dover sheyesh lo matirin and dover sheyesh lo batel. So these are all rules of bittel, right? The first one of Abai was just like it was a stam gezeira local to this sugya. The other ones were Rava was saying it's not a medial of time or lo batel. Yeah, and then comes along Rabashi and he says no, it's the principle of dover sheyesh lo matirin, it's not batel. Okay, v'chol davar sheyesh lo matirin afilu be'elef. Anything that davar sheyesh lo matirin afilu be'elef is not batel. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda poita b'mayim. Rabbi Yehuda is poita b'mayim. Okay, so we're focusing on Rabbi Yehuda now. So says the Gemara, mayim in mayim. True, he says it's batel. Yeah, melach lo, but salt not. Quite clear, right? That's what the Mishnah seems to be saying. Ah, but we got a brisa ha tanya. Rabbi Yehuda omer. Mayim umelach betelin. He says the mayim and also the melach betelin. So what's going on over here? Yeah, bein beisa, whether it's mixed with in a dough, bein bekadera, whether it's a kind of chulant. End of brisa. So says the Gemara, lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha bemelach sdoimis. When it's bottle, right, it's melach sdoimis. So that's going to be the brisa. The brisa said it was bottle. Yeah, it was talking about melech sodomis, it was very fine. Okay, v'ha'ab melech istroiknis. And this one, yeah, that where we say in our Mishnah, right, where it's not bottle, where salt was not, it's talking about istroiknis, which is a very coarse salt. The Rushash says it's interesting. He wants to say this is a place in Russia, and they used to bring down the salt through by means of the river. Yeah, and if you've got to, like geography or whatever, and you know about rivers and geography, have a look at that Rashash. Anyway, but it's a place, basically. Okay, that's fine. We answered that. But Anya, now we've got another kasha, though. Another brisa with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mayim Umelach, Betelim Be'issa. The water and the salt, a bottle in a dough. V'ein Betelim Be'kadeira, but they're not bottle in a cook dish, a chulant. The mitnei roitva, because of the sauce. It's recognizable in the sauce. So we got a kasher over here, because we said it before, right? We didn't make a distinction between dough and cooked foods. So now we are making a distinction between dough and cooked foods. So it comes along, come on, this is not a kasher. Lo kasher, this is not a kasher. Yeah? Hab ava. This is ba'ava. This is talking about the chulant example. You got your chulant, right? And it's one of those chulants that people like leave for 5 days. Yeah, and it's all one big mush. Rashi says it's like an issa. It's like a dough, right? So nothing's recognizable in that. Yeah, v'ha ba'racha. Racha means it's a loose. It's right. Means it's a soup. It's a soupy chulant. Yeah, and you can see the bits. So therefore, it wouldn't be bottled. Okay, so that's that. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Yeah, our Mishnah over here. And just look at Rashi now. Now we can actually appreciate Rashi. Yeah? Let's have a Rashi three lines from the bottom. She'ein behem mamash. Right, you there? She'ein behem mamash, bottom of the page. Ein dikoros lo b'kadeira v'lo b'isa. That's what Rebbe Yehuda is saying, right? Hilkach ein Mac voice hulachos on. There's no, they don't stop you. But Gemara mukila, and the Gemara establishes it. But tavshil ava, right? We're talking about a thick mix, right? The that chulot, yeah. She'ein ma'ayim nikorim boy, and the ma'ayim is not recognizable in it. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. But melech lo polig, and he says over here in our Mishnah they don't argue about salt. So mu'minan la, but Gemara we establish it in the Gemara. But melech isteroiknis, she gasa that it's coarse and nikeres. Okay. Mishnah. A gecheles. Gecheles, right, is like a coal, right? A coal. Keragle habaylim. It is subject to chumim, yeah, and it goes like the owner. Vehashel heves, the flame, yeah, is b'chol makom. The flame can go wherever. Let's look at Rashi on the Mishnah, the top first one. Vehashel heves, yeah, kegoin hidlik ne'er. If you've got a light from your friend, who lit your candle, yeah, is not subject to Issa Tuchumim, right? Because basically, yeah, Shel Heves is not subject to Issa Tuchumim, right? It's very similar things. Now, back to the Mishnah, Gecheles, Shel Hekdesh. If you've got a coal of Hekdesh, is Mo'ilin Ba, there's Me'ila. That means if a person would accidentally use it, he would have to reimburse Beis HaMikdash, and the halachas would apply with a korban, yeah. But shel heves, with regard to shel heves, lo nenin, you're not allowed midir. When you say this lo nenin v'lo moilin, it means you're not allowed to have hana midirabonin, yeah, v'lo moilin. But if you did, yeah, it's not considered meila in the Torah sense, and you would not have to bring a korban. Okay, now a moitzi gecheles, somebody who takes out a gecheles. Yeah, l'rushusa rabim, from his house to the rushusa rabim, it's going to be chayv, it's hoitzah, because you took something out substantial. However, v'shel heves potter, if a person took out a flame on its own, yeah, he would be potter. The Gemara is going to explain how does one take a flame out without the coal. Gemara, tana rabon, chamisha devorim ne'emru b'gecheles. There's five things that are said with the Gecheles. Three we've already mentioned. There's three in the Mishnah. There's going to be another two over here. So there's going to be Chazara, partially, and a few things. A Gecheles, the coal, is Keragli Bailim. It's like the owner with regards to Tchumim. But Shelheves, B'chol Makom, but the Shelheves is wherever you want to take it, if you get a light from your friend. Okay? Gecheles Shelhekdesh, is also like the Mishnah, is Moilin Bar. You do Me'ila in it, right? Subject to Me'ila, but Shelheves, Lonenin below Moilin. You're not allowed to take benefit, but if you did, you would over Me'ila. Now, so this is new. Gecheles shel avodah zarah. What happens if you've got a coal that's of avodah zarah? Yeah, asura. It's going to be osa. Yeah, because it's osa v'hana. Yeah, but shel heves muteris. And the shel heves is totally mutter. You can use a flame of avodah zarah. It's no problem. Okay, a moitzi gecheles l'rushusa rabim. This is like the Mishnah. Somebody takes out coal to the Rishusa Rabbim, it's chayv. But shall have his potter. But if he takes out shall have his, it's going to be potter. Hamuda hana mechavero. He made a neder that he can't take benefit from his friend. They're not getting on so well. So he said, I'm making a neder, so I'm not having any benefit from you. Yeah. It's also a gechalto. He cannot use his gecheles because he can't have benefit from him. However, his mutter b'shel heftoi, he's going to be mutter in his flame. Whatever, that's not considered, maybe there's no mamash, whatever. Yeah, probably there's no mamash. It's like with hekdesh as well. That there's nothing there, meaning substantially to have an issa on it. Okay, now, the Gemara asks a question over here, right? Maishna shel heves avodah zarah. What's the difference with the shel heves avodah zarah, the sharia, that is permissible, totally, right? We said that it was permissible. And maishna the hekdesh, the asura. And what's the difference between a flame of Hekdesh that is also midrabanan? Basically, why did we make a gezeira drabanan on Hekdesh, but we didn't make a gezeira drabanan on avodah zarah? You would think if you make a gezeira, you make a gezeira both. The similar things. The both things are also in hana, right? So why are we concerned about one and not the other? So answer the Gemara: avodah zarah de meisa. Avodah zarah is disgusting. We people recoil from such a thing. Yeah. Ubedili is like havdalah, havdalah, and they stay away from it. Inshi mina, people from it. So lo gozru ba rabbanon. The rabbanon didn't find it necessary to make a gezeira. Like there was no need to make a gezeira. However, hekdesh, which is holy, yeah, deloy mois is not mois. People are disgusted by it. Right, below bedili inshi mina, and people don't separate themselves from it. So therefore, Gozru Beit Rabbanan, the Rabbanan made a gezeira. Okay, a motzi gichales l'mshus rabbim chayev. Somebody who takes out a gichales to the mshus rabbim is chayev, right? Shall have his potter, and shall have his potter. V'ha tanya, we got a brisa. Motzi shall have his kol shehu chayev. Somebody who takes out a shall have his chayev. So that's not like our Mishnah, right? In our Mishnah said you potter if you take out a shall have his. But over here we say you chayev. What's going on? Amar Rav Sheshes says Rav Sheshes kigoin shehoi tzioi. No, the case when you chayev is when you took it out, right? It was not just a flame, a lone flame. You took it on a piece of wood, right? It was a match, basically. Says the Gemara though, if you want to tell me it's talking about on it's a match, it's on a piece of wood. But tzipuk lei mishum kisein. Why is he not chayev because of the match, the wood part of it, right? That's also chayev to take out wood. Why did it say chayev on the shel heves? What about the piece of wood? So answer the Gemara, but the leis, right, the two prefixes, beis, dalet, right, that is not lei shi'ura. It doesn't have the shi'ura. It's less than the amount that you'd be chayiv on for a piece of wood. Yet it's nan. We've got a Mishnah, a moitzi eitzim, a person who takes out eitzim, in order to be chayiv a chatas, would have to be kedei levashel beit zakala. The amount of wood that it would be needed to cook a Beit Zakala. Beit Zakala is a chicken's egg, whatever, they explain, they type that up in Shabbos, right? Basically, the amount of wood that you can be high for on Shabbos is only the amount you would need to take to cook a Beit egg. Now, Abaye Amar, right? So, could go, right, so the first answer was got that he put it was a match, basically. You put it on a kisim. Abaye Amar, could go on the Shaifa Lamana. It is the shayfa that they smeared it, dalad's prefix, that they smeared it, lamana, to the mana is to the vessel, mishcha, with mishcha is oil, right? V'asli, and they kind of hung, yeah, beinura, on it a flame. Basically, you soaked a vessel in oil, yeah, and you lit it. Okay, so the Gemara says the same question though. V'tzipuk le mishum mana, but it should be chayav because of the vessel, right? He took it out of the vessel. Why is it only to hide for the flame? So answer the Gemara b'chasma. No, the vessel we're talking about was a shard of pottery. Okay, and a shard of pottery you're not going to be hired for. Right? How do we know? Right? The typical mishum chaspa. Okay, the typical mishum chaspa. Why not hired for the chaspa? So, but the leis lei shiura, it doesn't have a shiur. Okay, it's a nan. Cheres. Right, the amount to be chayav chatas on Shabbos for taking out pottery is kedei litain bein patzim lechaveiro. In order, the amount that you need to put between patzim lechaveiro. So Rashi explains over here that patzim is basically it's a window frame. Yeah. So when they used to make window frames, we get them nicely pre-made and you kind of slot them into the wall and you fill around them. But they used to make the window frames with separate pieces of wood, and sometimes the pieces of wood weren't level. Yeah, or they didn't fit exactly right. So that you see them with when they do shalmi stones, they used to stick pieces of pottery underneath them to make them the same level. So that's what you use pottery for. The chavera dibri Rebbe Yehuda. Okay, so we're talking about pottery over there that is as well as these shards even smaller than that. Ella, now we're going back to the Mishnah. Yeah. A moitzi shall heves potter. Right, we said in the Mishnah that you're potter now. We've just said with the shall heves, you're going to be hired. Right, we're talking about a case where it was like a match, or it was a little piece of soaked shard of pottery that you soaked in oil and lit. So now, why in our Mishnah are you potter? So heichi mishkachasla. How do you find such a case that you're going to be potter? Because l'chora, when you have fire, you need something to carry it out with. So answer the Gemara. Kigoin de adje adui, the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. It's like you. So Rashi says like loshing. It's like loshing. In the back it says like throwing, but Rashi basically says you fanned it with your hand. Basically, you fanned the flame. You there was a flame that was close to, let's say, in your house. Yeah, and you wanted to get out of your house, and you fanned it with your hand. Yeah, to get it to go into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So such a thing you'll be high for, because as shall have this, there's nothing really there. Ain't bo mamash. So therefore, that's why you're potter.